And during July, they had the races. Had a racetrack in the upper end of the park in the grandstand, and it was a half-a-mile track. And they had an amphitheater down in where the playground is today, and it was supposed to seat 5,000 people. This was before Crab School was built in there. And through the years, through the summer months, they'd have different things in the park, like Chautauquas and carnivals, circuses. That was really the circus field in the early days of Ashland was the park. And in my time, we had about 50 big orange swings, doubled swings, that people would go and sit in summertime. They tore them out during the war and sold them for scrap.
I forget how many acres is in that park, but I know that when it was originally purchased by the city, the purchase price was $32,000, which is awful little for a thing like that. They have tried, different interest groups, to have something built in there, like a stadium, but they always say, no, that's playground. That's picnic place. That's for folks to come together. We don't want a stadium in Central Park. My time goes way back in the teens when they used to have the county, big county programs there, and they had the horses racing. And my job was to get out there after the horses ran and cool them out. I would lead horses around, and maybe that horse would walk for a couple of hours and take a blanket off at a time, and I'd make maybe 50 cents or walk two horses, make a dollar in one day. That was a lot of money.
Cliffside Park opened about 1890 and closed in 1922. It had a large Ferris wheel. It had a roller coaster, a merry-go-round. Had a very large casino, and that's where the big bands came to before Paramount opened. They came into that casino. It seated several hundred people. The casino was very big. It overlooked a lake, and you walk out onto the balcony and dance out onto the balcony and bands playing. If you go up 29th Street, there's a church setting up on the knoll there, and that's exactly the same spot as the casino set. This side had a very large lake. Boating, and had all kind of concession stands. The Camden Interstate Railroad, which owned the streetcar line, they eventually got a hold of it, and they operated on account of it was a they can make a lot of money taking people to on the streetcar to Cliffside Park, back as far as Huntington and. Because it's older, it was an older park in Camden. Yeah. In fact, that's why they tore it out. They tore it out and moved a lot of it to Camden Park. There's merry-go-round, whip, had a whip, caterpillar, a large swimming pool. They had a very large baseball field at Cliffside Park. It was enclosed. It had a fence around it. You had to pay a mission to get in it. And they would stage in the summertime prize fights up there in there were 5,000 people gathered in there in July the 4th, 1922, and seen Bill Bremer and Bob Martin fight for who fought Jack Dempsey for the championship of the world. And Bill Bremer won the fight, and Jack Dempsey, I think, knocked him out in the 10th round when they fought in New York or wherever they fought.
Boyd County, Kentucky. Boyd County was officially created back in 1860. It was named after First District Representative Lynn Boyd. And because back then Catlettsburg had nearly twice the population as Ashland, it was officially established as the county seat.
Well, in fact, it was Greenup County in them days. And they took part of Carter County and part of Greenup County and made Boyd County.
But there was trouble on the horizon for both Catlettsburg and Ashland when shockwaves caused by the war between the states were felt throughout Kentucky. Although Kentucky was a slave-holding border state, she really tried to be neutral in the Civil War. But there was no way she could completely escape the tensions and uncertainties that gripped the whole country, especially when families were being torn apart because of their sympathies for one side or the other.
Eastern part of Kentucky, I'd say there's north. Maybe as you get on out in Kentucky, there's probably more southern. But right here on the border of Ohio, I'd say there's north. We had an encampment out in Central Park, but there was no battles around here. The closest battle I knew of was up Big Sandy. Was General Garfield had a army up there, and he stayed in Catlettsburg.